your facts and stats from around the world. Around the world. Radio X Financial News.
The World Trade Organization has cut its forecast for global trade growth this year by more than a third. The new figure of 1.7%, down from its April estimate of 2.8%, would be the slowest pace of trade and output growth since the 2009 financial crisis. It's also the first time in 15 years that international commerce has been left trailing behind the world economy. The downturn reflects the slowdown in countries such as China and Brazil and lower levels of imports into the US. Trade has grown 1.5 times faster than gross domestic product over the long term, but the WTO said it will only grow 80% as fast this year. A report by Recruiters says that US banks have begun hiring for roles in European cities other than London in the wake of the UK's vote to leave the EU. The executive recruitment firm said that rival financial centres to the city within the bloc, Frankfurt and Paris, were seeing the bulk of the growth at London's expense. Stephanie Ramberson, managing partner of DHR International, said that some companies were using Brexit as a handy excuse for getting on with the unpleasant task of moving jobs outside of London. The findings suggest that the warnings of an exodus of jobs from the city in the event of a leave vote are now becoming a reality. Merlin Entertainments have been fined £5 million by a court in the UK following a crash on the Smiler roller coaster at their Alton Towers theme park. 16 people were injured in the June 2015 crash, including two teenage girls who needed to have their legs amputated. In April, Merlin Attractions Operations Limited admitted breaching the Health and Safety Act. Nick Varney, the chief executive of Merlin, who are the second largest theme park operator in the world and who also operate the Sea Life Centre chain, said they were determined to never repeat the devastating accident and stressed that the firm was not an emotionless corporate entity.